Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace. In our study in 1 Corinthians, we have come in chapter 2 to verse 14, which is in many ways one of the most important texts in all the Word of God. It is so informative, it is so revelatory, it is so important, it is so necessary to our proper understanding of so many things, and primarily understanding why it is that some people understand God's Word and other people don't, why it is that some people respond to the things of God and other people don't, why it is that two people who grew up in the same home, who have all the same advantages, all the same input, the same training, attend the same church, are taught God's Word by the same parents in the home, and yet one of them becomes a committed follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the other one turns completely away. How do you explain that? Well, the real issue is, how does the Bible explain that? How does God explain that? And that's what we're dealing with in 1 Corinthians 2:14. It's dealing with the communication of God's wisdom, or to say it a slightly different way, the reception of God's wisdom. How is God's Word communicated? How is it received? And that's what Paul is telling us here, and that's what we want to examine a little bit further. And so we will do so, Lord willing, on this Thursday, May 20, as you have joined us, and as some of you, by your thoughtful gifts, have enabled us. Thank you so very, very much. These things, going back to verse 13, the things which have been freely given us by God, these things we, says Paul and his partners in ministry, also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual words. But, and here we come to this key verse, verse 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Paul says, I teach these things. I teach them with the wisdom which the Holy Spirit teaches. I teach them in such a way that people who have a spiritual appetite can understand them. I compare spiritual things with spiritual words, but it's all spiritual. And what do you mean by that? Well, it's not natural. Well, what do you mean by that? It's divine wisdom as opposed to human wisdom. And in order to understand divine wisdom, you have to be divinely enabled. And what verse 14 teaches us is the natural inability of people to understand God's truth unless and until and except they are enabled by the Holy Spirit. Man doesn't have, here's what the bottom line is, and this is what is so difficult for some people, but man doesn't have a natural capacity to understand spiritual truth. That's what it's saying. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Well, we started breaking down this verse on the broadcast yesterday, and we'll take it up once again. What is a natural man? It's any person who is unregenerate. It's any and every person as they came into this world through the natural birth, the physical birth, the human birth. The natural man is any person who has not been born again, any person who has not been operated upon by the Holy Spirit of God to make him a new creature in Christ, and who is not indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. That's what it takes to understand spiritual things. And the natural man does not receive. Ever. No exceptions. Don't deny what this text says. Don't twist it to say what it doesn't say and to mean what it doesn't mean. Don't say what Paul really meant to say was, some people do, some people don't. Everybody can, but not everybody does receive the things of the Spirit of God. No, that's not what it says. Natural people, natural men, cannot, do not. First it says, do not. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Furthermore, he not only does not receive them, ever, but he does not value them, which goes hand in glove with one of the reasons why he doesn't receive them, but he doesn't value them. They are foolishness to him. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God for, this is explaining why he doesn't receive them, for or because they're foolishness to him. He doesn't receive them because he sees absolutely no value in them. They are foolishness to him. That's a word that means dull, or insipid, or distasteful, or absurd. And that it describes people, the natural mind, the natural man, the natural heart, the natural person, hearing the word of God. To that person, those words are very dull. They are not interesting at all. They are very insipid. That means tasteless. There's no delight, nothing attractive about them, nothing that makes one want to take them in. They are more than insipid, they are distasteful. They actually are repulsive to many people, and they are absurd. They are foolish. They are absurd. They make no sense. They sound foolish. To whom? Natural people, unregenerate people. That's a blanket statement. That's what God says. This is the way things are. Please believe it. Please understand it. It'll help you if you will understand this. So the natural man, first of all, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Secondly, he does not value the things of the Spirit of God. And thirdly, he does not understand the things of the Spirit of God. These are concepts that are closely related, but each one slightly different. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Nor, and listen to me, what does it say? Nor can he know them. Nor can he know them. Now, folks, it doesn't matter what you've been taught or what you think, or how you think things ought to be, or what you think is true. It doesn't matter. This verse plainly tells us that the natural man cannot know them. He cannot understand them. And yet I know a lot of Christians who will flatly contradict this text and say, well, he can. He may not want to. He may not prefer to. He may choose to ignore them, to pay them no attention. But don't tell me he can't understand them, that he has no ability to, that it's impossible for him to understand them. I am telling you that because God's Word tells you that. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. True wisdom requires spiritual understanding. It requires a Holy Spirit-given ability which the natural man doesn't have. The natural man doesn't receive the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolishness to him. He has no interest in them, no desire for them, no appetite for them, so he doesn't receive them in. And frankly, he cannot change that direction, that he cannot change that condition. He's always going to reject them. He's always going to think they are foolishness. He will not understand them because they require spiritual discernment. They are understood by spiritual awareness, and spiritual awareness is something that must be created within man by the Spirit of God. And that's what verse 15 goes on to say. But he who is spiritual, who is that? That's the other category that is not natural. There are natural men and there are spiritual men. What does that mean? And again, men being generic, I'll change it to the word people if that will help you. There are natural people and there are spiritual people. What are natural people? People as they were born into this world naturally who have not been born again by the Spirit of God. And then there are spiritual people. Who are spiritual people? Well, they're people who, like everyone else, were born naturally into this world as natural men, but they have been transformed. They have been operated on. They have been born again. They have now been given life by the Spirit of God. They have been removed from one category and placed in another category. They have been taken out of the realm of the natural category and placed into the realm of the spiritual category. And but he who is spiritual judges all things, that is, understands the things of the Spirit of God. He has the capacity to make proper judgments because he has been given a spiritual understanding. He has been given a spirit-wrought ability to understand the things of the Spirit of God, which the natural man does not have. So he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one, certainly not by the natural man who doesn't understand the things of the Spirit of God. He can't understand the things of the Spirit of God, and he can't understand people who have been born from above by the Spirit of God. That's why there's always going to be this conflict, this tension, might be a better way of putting it. It's not always open conflict, but this tension between converted people and unconverted people. Unconverted people usually don't enjoy being around converted people very much. Now, we need to make sure that by God's help and grace, we're not being carnally obnoxious and abrasive, and it's possible to be that way. We need to learn the meekness and humility of Christ and the love of Christ and the graciousness of Christ so that we are not creating barriers unnecessarily. But folks, there's a barrier here that we cannot avoid. It's just the way things are because there's such a difference between the natural and the spiritual. And we can't change that. Only the Spirit of God can. So thank you for joining me today, and please come back tomorrow. Until then, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.